This is Passport to Texas with support from the Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program. When it comes to quail, Texas Parks and Wildlife biologist Robert Perez says they've had it rough. Habitat fragmentation and drought beat them up in Texas. Working with adjacent landowners to manage their properties for quail is helping to address fragmentation, but what about drought?
Where it's dry, what you can do is be proactive. And so you have proactive strategies for drought, which is leaving residual cover, leaving standing grasses, leaving standing vegetation, and not mowing it down, shredding it, or putting cattle on it, other livestock that would remove that vegetation. And so you got to have something standing there for them. And that's difficult to do in a drought, but it's certain areas you can kind of protect. And those quail will kind of hole up in those refugia until things turn around.
Thanks to a new grant from the Wildlife Restoration Program, Robert Perez says the agency can now monitor the recovery efforts to help these native game birds.
So we've just got a grant from the Pittman-Robertson Wildlife Restoration Act funds, a federal grant, to go in and start measuring the impacts of our works at three different locations in the state over the next 4 years. By monitoring, I mean you need to go in and count how many animals there are on the front end, and then you have your treatment or your improvements, and you continue counting and seeing if there's actual response by that species.
And we'll follow along and report on their progress. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.